The Oscar-winning director of The English Patient has died of a brain hemorrhage. 54-year-old Anthony Minghella had completed just 8 films, but they had been nominated for 24 Academy Awards. Bob Mondello has an appreciation.
Anthony Minghella made his first film, Truly, Madly, Deeply, in 1990. As a cinematic outsider, he was an acclaimed British playwright, moonlighting in a field he'd never so much as dipped a toe in. So perhaps it makes sense that the material that most attracted him was about outsiders. Complicated tales, often adapted from novels, about characters who play roles to please or be close to or deceive those they care about. Truly, Madly, Deeply's dead man who returns from the afterlife to comfort the woman he loves. Cold Mountain's wounded Confederate soldier who struggles to get home to a woman he's barely met. And the film Minghella's best known for, The English Patient, about a World War II casualty whose identity is unclear, seemingly even to himself.
I think I was a pilot. I was found in the wreckage of a plane at the beginning of the war.
Can you remember where you were born?
Am I being interrogated? You should be trying to trick me, make me speak German, which I can, by the way.
Why? Are you German?
No.
How do you know you're not German, if you don't remember anything?
Might I have a sip of water?
The English Patient, which told this man's story in achingly romantic flashbacks, won 9 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, and vaulted Minghella, after just 3 movies, into the ranks of Hollywood's most sought-after directors. The film he followed up with continued his fascination with mystery and role-playing, The Talented Mr. Ripley, about a man who pretends to be someone he's not so that he can get close to the man he wishes he could be.
Don't you just take the past and put it in a room in the basement and lock the door and never go in there? That's what I do.
God, yes. Of course, in my case, it's probably a whole building.
And then you meet someone special, and all you want to do is toss them the key. But you can't. Because it's dark, and there are demons. And if anybody saw how ugly it is,
the music talking.
Minghella liked to let the music talk when he was directing. Though he wrote nearly all of his screenplays, his film's most evocative passages are often wordless. Think of The English Patient with its longing gazes and rippling sand dunes, framed only by swells in the score. Minghella directed opera at the Met, wrote musical arrangements for Appalachian folk songs he used in Cold Mountain, and in The Talented Mr. Ripley, he found a musical way to show that while everything about Ripley was false, it was a persuasive copy of what he admired. He did it by placing the character in a situation where he couldn't avoid singing, and then having him improvise a jazz riff in uncanny imitation of Chet Baker.
My funny Valentine, sweet comic Valentine, you make me smile with my heart.
Anthony Minghella's career has now been cut short before its music could play out, but he had completed another novel adaptation, The Number One Ladies Detective Agency, which will be shown on British television this week. He had 2 more projects lined up to follow, and he had also become a major film producer, with such pictures as Michael Clayton to his credit. An outsider no more in an industry he graced for barely 18 years. I'm Bob Mondello.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.